Amen. If you would stand to your feet with me today as we get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. One more time before we dive into the word of the Lord. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our visitors? We are so thrilled to have you today in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to reveal my heart today, what the Lord has spoken into me. I was hesitant, but I'm going to take a very familiar passage of Scripture today. If you would turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, Psalms 23 and 1. Years ago, I heard a man preach this text. And after hearing him preach this text, I didn't know, Brother Don, if I'd ever be able to preach it or not. He preached it in such a moving and such a compassionate way. Amen. And that was my assistant pastor at the time, my older brother, Brother Ken Biddle. He preached this text years and years ago. Amen. And I never forgot that sermon. It shaped my life. Embedded things in my heart and my mind. And today I want to reveal my heart to this body, what the Lord has spoken into me today. I want to take this common passage of text, Psalms 23 and 1. If you got that, you can shout amen with me. Amen. If you don't have that, the text is provided for you up on the screens behind me. If you do not have a Bible, make sure you see us before you leave this place today. We want every home to have a Bible. We'll make sure you leave this place with the Bible today. Psalms 23, verse 1. The word of the Lord by the mouth of David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell." I, John Biddle. I want you to say "I" in your name. Are you ready? "I, John Biddle, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hallelujah. I want to preach to you for a few moments what the Lord has placed on my heart, what I have titled, "Without a Shepherd." Without a Shepherd. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord all over this house in adoration for the King of Kings. Come on, if you love what you feel in this place, if you love what God is doing in your heart, in your mind, in your family, in your spirit, would you clap your hands and give Him praise? If you're thankful that He woke you up this morning and started you on your way, if you know that food on your table came from the King of Glory, would you clap your hands and give Him praise in this house today? Hallelujah. He is so good, and He is so worthy of our praise today. Without a shepherd, without a shepherd. The Lord bless you. You may be seated today for a few moments. Amen. But don't sit down on the Holy Ghost, all right? As Brother Harper said, if you're going to help me preach, you can sit down. If you ain't, stand up so we know who you are. Amen. There's an old adage that simply says, actions speak louder than words. How many heard that old saying before? Actions speak louder than words. This was certainly true when it come to the ancient shepherd that we read about in the Word of God. One could easily observe, one could easily identify, one could easily tell how much a shepherd loved his sheep just by watching his interactions with them. How many know you can tell a lot when you watch people's interactions with one another? You could tell how much a shepherd loved his sheep just by watching how much effort he put into his care for them. He did not just tell the sheep that he loved them and then just let them wander aimlessly and let them go do anything they wanted to do, let them go off in harm's way or let them go out and get away from greener pastures where the food was and where the water was and where everything that they need was. He didn't just tell them that he loved them, but he showed them that he loved them. And as our good shepherd, Jesus does not promise us care and protection without demonstrating it in his actions towards us today. The Bible says that when Jesus saw the multitudes of people, that he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary, because they were scattered. And he said, like sheep having no shepherd, he showed them his love. He demonstrated to them his love. How many know if you love your children, you're going to show your children that you love them? If you love your spouse, you're going to show your spouse that you love them. If you love your friend or your brother or your neighbor, you're not just going to open your mouth and say, I love you. You're going to show them with your actions every day of your life that you love them. Amen. The writer, amen, of our text, David, amen, he understood, amen, shepherding. You know, the Gospels are filled with demonstrations of the love of Jesus Christ. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He spent time comforting the lonely and the hurting and the broken and the outcast of their society. And most impressive of all, he suffered. He died. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and he rose again so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Anything that the sheep could expect their shepherd to do, we can expect our shepherd to do today. Can I tell you that today? Anything that a sheep can expect their shepherd to do, we can expect a good shepherd to do today. We can expect him to feed us. We can expect him to lead us. We can expect him to protect us. We can expect him to provide for us. We can expect him to not just profess with his lips, but to show us through our daily interactions with him. Anything the sheep could expect a shepherd to do, we can expect our shepherd to do today. The writer of our text, David, he understood the duties of the first century shepherd. David had spent countless days in the field with his sheep. He provided for them. He protected them from predators that lurked in the way. And then one day, David received a revelation of himself as the sheep. The shepherd received the revelation, Brother Tommy, that he was the sheep and God was his shepherd. Amen. One day his eyes were open. Amen. And one day he saw that he was the sheep and God was the shepherd. And when he saw it, he was moved with such compassion that he grabbed the pen and he began to write the 23rd Psalms. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Time and time and time again, God would manifest himself as the shepherd in David's life. David would face difficult times as we do. David would face difficult times in his life. Some of those times were because of other people. Some of those times David did not deserve, but some of those times was because of David's sin. Some of those times was because of the decisions that David made. Amen. And David faced difficult times in his life. But God always showed up as the shepherd in his life. And if he will do that for David, he'll do that for you today. He'll do that for David. He'll do that for Corey today. He'll do that for David. He'll do that for Courtney today. He'll do that for David. He'll do that for Teddy today. If he'll do that for Jediah, he'll do it for David today. He'll do it for you today. What you expect, that first century sheep expected of their shepherd, we can expect of our good shepherd today. Amen. He showed up time and time again for David, and he will do the same for us today. David said, I shall not want. David knew that God would take care of his needs. It was a future tense statement. He said, I shall not want. Brother Joe, he wasn't just talking about right now. He was talking about God was going to go before him all the days of his life, no matter what the enemy would throw in his way, no matter what life would bring his way. He said, he didn't say I'm not wanting right now. He said, I shall not want. It was a future tense statement. His confidence was going out before him. He was placing his trust and his faith in God. I shall not want. Amen. His confidence was going out in front of him. There would be no deficiencies. There would be no lack of. There would be no want. Because God was David's shepherd. I come to tell you today that the same God that took care of David will take care of you. I came to tell you today the same God that delivered David will deliver you. I came to tell you today that when you mess up and you fall astray, and when you go astray and you fall short of the glory of God, the same God that restored David will restore you. The same God that fed David and provided and protected David will protect you today. The Lord was David's shepherd. He had seen that he was the sheep and the Lord was the shepherd. And then he said, he restored my soul. The word restore literally means to bring back. To bring back. He brings back my soul. Can I tell you that in that first century, in those ancient times, the sheep did not always listen to the shepherd, unfortunately. Can I tell you, as the people of God, we don't always listen to the shepherd, unfortunately. They didn't always listen to the shepherd, and this would result in them wandering away and them getting lost, in them getting caught in the thickets, in them eating the food that they were not supposed to eat, and them falling prey to predators. Can I tell you, when we get away from Jesus, bad things are surely to happen. Can I tell you, there's nothing worse that could ever happen in your life than for you to get away from the fold today. Than for you to get out of the protection of the good shepherd today. David said, he restoreth my soul, literally means he brings me back. The sheep do not always listen to the shepherd. And when this happened, the shepherd would go out looking for the lost sheep, hoping to restore them. Why? Because he's a restoring God today. And we know that the shepherd represented our shepherd today. Come on, I am just the under shepherd in this place today. We have a good shepherd today. Come on, I can't take care of every one of your needs. I can come in here. I can preach the gospel. I can fall on my face. I can intercede on your behalf. I can ask God to move on you and to bless you and to heal you. But I don't have the power to take care of you like Jesus does. I come to tell somebody in this house today, don't ever get too far from the shepherd today. You never want to find yourself without a shepherd. David said, he brings me back when I go astray. He keeps me from the things that are lurking, waiting on me. Why? Because he is a restoring God today. And even though our heavenly shepherd is perfect, we human beings are not always perfect. Can you say amen? Can you say amen one more time? Because we need to emphasize that. We as human beings, we are not always perfect. And like regular, ordinary sheep, we have tendencies to be stubborn. We have tendencies to think that we know best. We have tendencies to go our own way and to veer out of the protection of God. And when this happens, we have a merciful, loving shepherd who continues to call us into his open, loving arms, seeking to restore us. Even if we've been running from the Lord for years, he's still looking for us. Even if we've been going astray, even if we've gotten off the beaten path, even if we've chosen other things and put them before God, even if we have left the protection of the shepherd, he's still looking for us, wanting to restore us and to bring us back into the fold. David continues in verse 3. He says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, oftentimes in our limited thinking, we like to say in recovery, our stinking thinking. But oftentimes in our limited thinking, we do not know the perfect way to take. Come on. There's nobody under the sound of my voice today that you could say you have made every right decision in your life. There's nobody under the sound of my voice today that can say you have not fallen short and come up short of the glory of God. You cannot say you have not made a decision that you should not have made. You cannot say that you have not got outside the tender reach of a loving God who just wants to protect you and to restore you. But oftentimes in our limited thinking, we want to do what we want to do. This is why the writer of Proverbs said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Come on. What a sobering thought today. What a sobering thought today. Amen. A path might look right in our own eyes. Something might look appealing. How many have ever had something in your life show up and at first glance it was very appealing? But come to find out when you went after that thing and when you done that thing, you come to find out that what it looked like was not what it was. Come on, this is why we need a shepherd in our life. This is why we need a protector in our life. This is why we need someone to lead us and guide us in our life, because we don't know the way that we should take. Sometimes in our limited thinking, we get out of the plan of God that he has for our life. That's why the writer said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We don't know where the path ultimately leads. We don't know that the path is going to destroy us. The writer of Proverbs also told us that in thy ways acknowledge him, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Church, if we'll just keep our eyes on the good shepherd at all times today, he'll lead us in the direction that we should go. Come on. I've been living for God for a long time. I've been pastoring this church for 7 years, and I still, Sister Karen, don't know up from down. I still sometimes got to take it to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, I'm in a state of confusion. Lord, I don't know which way I should go. Lord, I don't know which way I should turn. I need you to be the good shepherd in my life. I need you to take the rod of correction and steer me the way that you want me to go. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Church, we got to keep our eyes on the good shepherd today. Even though we wish we could avoid trials and we wish we could avoid temptations, they're going to come. They're going to come. It's inevitable. The storms of life are going to come. And let me tell you something. If you're just coming out of a storm, buckle down, because there's going to be another. And if the Lord brought you through something, just stay strong in Christ, because there's going to be another. It ain't the first, it ain't the last, and it's not going to be the end. We all have experienced, amen, trials and temptations. David said, we will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You're going to find yourself in a dark place sometimes. You're going to find yourself fighting for your own spiritual existence sometimes. You're going to find yourself weak. You're gonna find yourself. Hey man, listen, you know, the Bible talks about how the Lord is nigh unto a broken and a contrite spirit. That word contrite, if you look at the etymology of that word, it comes from two words. The first word is con, which means together. The second word comes from a word that literally means ground down or worn out. Can I tell you today, the Lord is nigh unto us when we find ourselves hurting, when we find ourselves broken, when we find ourselves confused, when we find ourselves not knowing which way we should take. The Lord is nigh to a broken and a contrite spirit. You've never been closer to God in your life than when you are when you're in a broken place. You just don't realize. We feel He's so far away from us, but the truth is He's so close to you. The truth is He's as close as the tips of your fingers today. Even though we would love to avoid trials and temptations, David said we would walk through the valley of shadow of death. We have all experienced hell's assault on our lives, on our families, on our children, on our health. But David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I wouldn't take all the money in the world for the peace and the comfort that God brings into my life today. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough gold. You don't have enough silver to replace what I felt in this place Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. when I fell on my face before God. And I admitted that I was broken. I was confused. I needed Him. I'm desperate for Him. You don't have enough money in the world to replace what I felt in this place. I was so close to Him. I felt His embrace. I felt Him holding me in His arms today. Come on. He's our peace. He's our comfort today. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I know, Lord, that You're with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. We've all experienced hell's assault on us, on our families. The Apostle Paul was no different. From a prison cell. Come on, he wrote those words that said, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Man, you can't get no more faith than that. You can't get no more trust in God than that. Come on, when you're shackled, when you're bound, when you're behind the bars of a prison cell, and you're still saying, the Lord is my shepherd, you're still saying, my God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I'm telling you, we got to have the faith that Paul had today. Listen, God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. That doesn't mean that God is interested in your carnal cravings. Come on, He didn't say, I'll supply all your wants according to my riches and glory. He didn't say that. He's not interested in our carnal cravings today, but He's always interested in our needs. So David knew God could provide a table of provision even in the presence of his enemies. There's no greater reward than for the Lord to restore you, renew you, and cause your enemies to watch it. My God. There's no greater place you could be than for the Lord to provide a table in the presence of your enemies. Psalms 23 and 5 said, He anointeth my head with oil. Ancient shepherds would anoint their sheep's heads with oil for a variety of reasons. This would help keep them from getting their heads stuck in tight places. This would help prevent infections in them. This would protect them from the bugs and the gnats and all the things that troubled them all the time. But this was just simply another demonstration of the love of the shepherd. He was protecting them. He was nurturing them. He was giving them what they need. Every day of your life, God is doing little things for you that you don't even recognize. God is providing, God is arranging, God is orchestrating in your life. You don't know how many things would have happened in your life without the hand of God being there when you didn't even know it was there. Without the hand of God protecting your children when you didn't even know He was protecting your children. Without the hand of God blessing your marriage without you even knowing that He was blessing your marriage. Come on. He anoints our head with oil. It was another way of demonstrating the shepherd's love for the sheep. Throughout the Bible, anointing is a symbol of God's favor and God's blessing. Amen. He was giving them favor. He was giving them blessing. How many know God will anoint you before He appoints you? God ain't going to send you to do what He has not anointed you to do. God will anoint you before He appoints you. And without anointing, come on, or with anointing, there always comes a cost. There's a cost to the anointing of God. Man, but when He does, when He anoints you, when He blesses you, you're going to experience blessings that are beyond your wildest imaginations. God took a ruddy, overlooked boy named David. He anointed him to be king of Israel. God took a ruddy, overlooked boy from a shepherd's field and He placed him in the king's palace. It's no wonder that David said, "My cup runneth over." It's no wonder that David saw himself as the sheep and God as the shepherd. Because he knew that time and time and time again, God had showed up in his life and shepherded him and taken care of him. He said, "My cup runneth over." An older version of David, after he had become king, he had made many mistakes, faltered many times. Now older, now wiser, an older version of David reflected about God's provision. After many years of blessings, after many years of protection and provision, boundless mercy and grace, finally David has a new perspective and he says these words, "I have been young and now I am old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken." You know what David was saying? He was saying, even though I messed up a whole lot of times in my life, God never forsook me. God never left me. God never abandoned me. Even though many times I strayed from the fold, many times I got myself in dangerous situations, God was always there as my shepherd to look after me. He had a new perspective. "I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen his seed begging for bread." David was overwhelmed with how much the Lord had taken care of him. You know what? When we submit to God as our shepherd today, church, we can enjoy all the benefits that come with Him. Come on, when you really realize, man, I'm just an old sheep. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just an old sheep. I cannot protect myself. Come on, some of you grew up in the hood. I grew up in the hood too. Let me tell you something. We grow up with this mentality. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to look after myself. But let me tell you something. When the Holy Ghost comes in, you realize that it was God Almighty that was protecting you all the way through. It was God Almighty that kept you safe, watched over you, fed you, provided for you, and protected you. David realized, he said, "I've been young and now I'm old and I've never had God forsake me." It's no wonder he said, "My cup is running over." We enjoy the benefits of having a good shepherd in our life, the constant presence of God's goodness. Church, if there's any goodness in your life today, it came down from the Father of Lights. If you got a good marriage today, it ain't because you got the role of the husband all figured out. If you got a good marriage today, it ain't because you're a perfect wife today. No, it's because God has blessed you. God has looked after you. If your children haven't ended up in jail, it's because of the blessings of God on your life. Yeah, you made some right decisions, but we need the Lord to be our good shepherd today. We need the Lord to be our good shepherd today. Every good gift in our lives, it's the goodness of God. Any goodness in our life is because God is there. That's why James wrote, every good and perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights. His goodness, His mercy shall follow me, David said, all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. David, all throughout his life, learned from the role of a shepherd. And come toward the end of his life, a revelation came that all along, all the time I was tending to my father's sheep in the field, God was teaching me that He's my good shepherd. God was teaching me that as I care for these sheep, God cares for me. As I protect these sheep, God protects me. As I lead these sheep to greener pasture, God leads me to the places where I can have bountiful blessings in my life. Ooh. But church, can I tell you today, there's always the other side of the story. There are some that will enjoy the benefits and the blessings and the provision and the protection of a shepherd. But there are some, just like I said a while ago, some sheep will not listen to the shepherd. Some sheep are going to find themselves without the fold. Can I tell you today, without a shepherd, there is no provision. Can I tell you today, without a shepherd, there's no protection from the lion and the bear and the wolf. Can I tell you, without a shepherd, there's nobody to lead you to places of blessings in your life. Places where there's green grass growing and cold water flowing and things that you need to survive. Without a shepherd in your life, you're not going to have these things. Without a shepherd, there's nobody to bring you back when you go astray. Without a shepherd, there's nobody to restore you when you're broken and when you're hurting and when you're lost. Can I tell you, you're only lost as long as you don't have somebody in your life who doesn't know the way. But when somebody comes into your life and say, let me lead you right over here where Jesus is, you ain't no longer lost, honey. You're right back in the caring arms of the shepherd today. Hallelujah. Without a shepherd, there's nobody to bring you back. Without a shepherd, there's nobody to restore you when you mess up in your life. Without a shepherd, your cup is never going to run over. Don't live below your privileges today. Don't do without what God has in store for you today. You don't have to be without a shepherd. Your cup can run over today. Without a shepherd, there's never going to be a table prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. Victory belongs to the shepherd. Protection comes from the shepherd. We, the Bible says, as sheep, we all go astray. We all find ourselves getting off the beaten path. We all from time to time lose our way. But David lived the life of a shepherd. And David, time after time after time, God showed up in his life as the good shepherd in his life. All sheep lose their way. All sheep are vulnerable to attacks. Don't find yourself without a shepherd today. We need our good shepherd. We're going to open these altars up. We're going to pray for a few moments as they get ready for baptism. Amen. I want to open these altars up today. If there's anybody in this room that says, I find myself working against the good shepherd, I need to realize how much I need him today, I want you to get out of that seat. I want you to walk up to the front of this church. I want you to run into the arms of a loving Savior, a loving shepherd who wants to care for you, who wants to restore you, who wants to bring you back to a place of safety and security and stabilization. He wants to bring you back to a place where people love you, people care for you, people pray for you, people lift you up and don't tear you down today. God wants to restore you. You have a good shepherd today. Come on, don't live without the shepherd. Don't find yourself without the shepherd. Would you come as we open